Today is Friday, October 21st, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Uncommon Goods. If you're on a mission to be the best gift giver ever this holiday season, Uncommon Goods makes it easy to find remarkable and truly original gifts for everyone. In a legal motion by Supreme Court Justice Serena Joy, the court rejected a request to hear a lawsuit brought by a Wisconsin Taxpayers Association challenging President Biden's student loan forgiveness policy. They sought to challenge the policy on the ground that it will cost taxpayers $1 trillion, which has been proven false, as the price tag is actually somewhere between $350 and $400 billion. No big deal. Because Justice Barrett is the one who hears cases to arise out of Wisconsin, she was able to reject the request for the court to hear it, which she appears to have done without consulting the other justices. Isn't autonomy over your decisions just the best, Amy? Next, we have two stories out of Florida. Newly released police body camera footage has been published by the New York Times this week, showing the results of Governor Ron DeSantis' crackdown on voter fraud in action. The arrest targeted people who were convicted of felonies, but who had recently gotten the right to vote back as of 2018, when Florida voters passed a constitutional amendment to give felons the right to vote. However, there was a fee that needed to be paid in order to actually vote, though anyone was allowed to register. The individuals who were arrested were those who voted without paying the fee, because they claimed that they did not realize they needed to. And in the camera footage, it's clear that neither the subjects nor the police know why the arrest is happening. And yes, we know ignorance is not a legitimate defense, but if anything, this just proves that there are only a few dozen instances of illegal votes being cast, which is not anywhere near the margin of any actual elections, and definitely not 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have. Also in Florida, a rare flesh-eating bacteria. And no, not Ron DeSantis this time. According to the Florida Department of Health, parts of Florida hit hardest by Hurricane Ian are seeing nearly double the normal number of infections from a flesh-eating bacteria that thrives in floodwaters. The state has seen 65 cases and 11 deaths this year. So add this to your list of a million ways to die of climate change. For the rest of the episode, we are getting the fuck out of here with some international news stories. The UK is getting its third prime minister in 3 months, after Liz Truss resigned just 45 days into her term, making her the shortest-serving prime minister in British history. She was forced to resign after proposing the biggest tax cuts in decades for rich people and corporations, which nobody wants anymore, especially when the British pound is the worst it's been in decades and inflation is at 10%. Rumor has it that a head of lettuce will be the next prime minister, and that it already has a higher approval rating than Liz Truss. Rolling blackouts have begun in Ukraine as Putin declared martial law in the four illegally annexed regions. He also announced new restrictions within Russia, particularly in the areas closest to Ukraine. Both Ukrainian and Russian troops appear to be preparing for a battle in Kherson, which is one of the illegally annexed areas and a key industrial port. Yesterday, President Biden called out Republicans for questioning the future of U.S. aid to Ukraine if they were to win the majority in this election. And he warned that if that were to happen, the future of Eastern Europe and NATO would be at major risk. Which seems deeply unfair to literally every other country. And finally for this week, we have new investigative reporting from the Washington Post regarding the alarming number of retired U.S. military officials who go on to advise countries with less than stellar human rights records and earn 6 to 7 figures. Not that our human rights records are amazing, but you know, it is a spectrum. Anyway, some important context is that it is technically not legal for veterans to receive money from foreign powers. It is part of the Emoluments Clause, which is essentially ignored at our own peril, clearly. Technically, retired officials have to get approval from the State Department to get these jobs, but it is basically a rubber stamp. So the Washington Post recently sued the State Department to gain access to records about how many U.S. military personnel work for foreign countries and how they're compensated. They found that since 2015, over 500 retired military personnel have taken jobs with foreign governments known for political repression, particularly the UAE and Saudi Arabia. And it's notable that more Americans started working for Saudi Arabia after Jamal Khashoggi was killed. Sounds like a solid villain origin story for James Bond nemesis. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks to our partner, Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods wants your holiday season to be stress-free, so check out their selection of thousands of items today. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And they're not the same lackluster gifts you could find just anywhere. I just moved, and there are so many furniture brands out there, but Uncommon Goods has really unique and fun items that stand apart from what you see on most sites. So if anyone wants to get me a housewarming gift, get it from Uncommon Goods. I did just buy an entertainment tray that looks sort of like an artist palette, and I just think that it is really fun. And of course, we have an offer for you. So you can get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/morning. That's uncommongoods.com/morning for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we are all out of the ordinary. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.